This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubais, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom, on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Shalosh Aratzos L'Nesu'in. There are three lands for marriage. What does it mean there are three lands for marriage? That regarding, Rashi says that a husband forcing his wife to move to another one. There are three distinct lands that the husband cannot force his wife to move from one to the other. They are Yehuda in the south, Ve'ever HaYarden, the east of the Yarden, VeHaGalil, and the Galil in the north. Ein Moitzian Me'er L'Er, you cannot force your wife to move from one city to another, in even though they're both cities, from one land to another. So you want to make her move from Yehuda, from a city in Yehuda to a city in Ever LaYarden, or a city in Ever LaYarden to a city in the Galil. You can force her to do that. Or Umikrach LeKrach, or from a big city to another big city. So you can force her. An ear is considered a village and a smaller city, and you can make her move from one big city to another. Aval ba'oisa aretz, but in one region, ma'itzian me'ir le'ir mikrach le'krach, you could force her to move from one a small city to another, or a walled city to another. Says the Gemara, aval lo'y me'ir le'krach, v'lo'y mikrach le'ir, but not from a big city, not from a small city to a big city, v'lemi krach le'ir, not from a big city to a small city. Ma'itzian minava arala nava hayafa, you could force your wife to move from a bad abode to a good abode. Avalemi nava yafa le'nava hara, you can't force her to move from a good abode to a bad one. Shem Gamliel, Rav Shem Gamliel says, afloemi nava arala nava yafa, you also can't force her to move from a bad residence to a good one. A good abode will test your health. Meaning, comfort in life is not always healthy. Change is not good for the system. Even change in terms of a convenience, or even change in terms of even change as an upgrade, it could affect the one's digestion. So says the Gemara, I can understand why you can force your wife to leave a big city to a small city. Because in a big city, you could find anything. And in a small city, you can't find everything. There are just more conveniences in a big city. But why? Why could you not force her to go from a small city to a big city? And the answer is, a big city is cramped. This supports Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. How do you know that living in a big city is difficult? They bless the nation, the nation blessed. L'chol ha'anashim, all the people ha'misnadvim l'shavus Yerushalayim, all the people who on their own generously offered to live in Yerushalayim were blessed by the people. Even though you would think, they didn't sacrifice anything, why were they being blessed? The answer is because there's a certain a downgrade automatically by moving into a big city. It's more cramped. People like the suburbs. People like the outlying areas. Rav Shim Gamliel says that you can't make your wife move from a bad residence to a good one. Why? Because it tests your health. My boydik, what does it mean it tests your health? Kedesh Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Shmuel, as we mentioned, was a doctor. Amar Shmuel, Shinoi Veses Chilas Chodim Ayayim. Changing your regular practice is the beginning of stomach issues. Meaning, when your regular schedule changes, that's the beginning of where stomach distress begins. Even though it might be relaxing, that's why Shabbos or after Shabbos people have stomach distress. It's not only because they eat, let's say, more. That's definitely part of it. It's also because of the change in their regular practice or whatever they're doing. So that could affect their stomach. Says Gemara. Okay, so Gemara continues. Kasu b'sefer ben Sira. It's written in the book of Ben Sira. Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiah when Yirmiah's wife became pregnant in a bathtub. So it's written in the Sefer Ben Sira, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. All the days of a poor person are bad. Why all the days? Ivoika Shabbos Yom Tovim. But what about Shabbos? Shabbos is not bad. Even poor people have a good Oineg Shabbos. You know, they could definitely get a hold of some Oineg. They could go to a Kiddush, and the Tzibur is obligated to give the Aniyim food for Shabbos. So why are all the days of the poor bad? What about Shabbos? Says Gemara Kiddush Shmuel. Like Shmuel taught, the Amar Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Shinoi Veses Tchilas Choylei Me'ayim. Any change in your regular practice is the beginning of stomach distress. Ben Sira Omer, Ben Sira also said, Af Leilois. Even the nights are bad for the Aniyim. Why? You see, Shlomo HaMelech only said that the days of the Aniyim, right? He said, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. And Ben Sira said, no, not only the days, but the nights are also bad. Even though you say what's wrong with the nights, at least the Ani could go to sleep at night. No, the nights are also bad. Why? Bishval Gagim Gagai. His roof is the lowest roof. So when it rains, all the runoff goes on his roof. So even in the nighttime, he's tossing and turning, hearing the rain dripping on his roof. Also, Uvimroim Harim Karma, his vineyard is at the top of the mountain. So when he schleps the fertilizer up, it blows everywhere and he loses money. So for the poor man, even his nights are bad. Now what the fertilizer has to do with the night, I guess because the fertilizer blows off at night as well. Okay. Mimtar gagim legagoy. So from the rain of other roofs, it goes onto his roof. U'me'afar karmai lakramim. And from the fertilized earth of his vineyard, it goes to other vineyards. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hakom malin le'eretz Yisrael. Anyone could force the other spouse to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So a member of a husband or wife could force each other to go up to Eretz Yisrael. If one spouse says, no, I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and the other one says, no, I want to go to Muncie, or I want to go to Williamsburg, and the other spouse says, no, I want to go to Yerushalayim, I want to go to Tzfas. Any spouse could force the other to go to Eretz Yisrael, the in hakol meitzian. But no spouse could force the other to leave. So one spouse could force the other spouse to go up, but nobody could force the spouse to leave. Hakom al Yerushalayim. Now, either it's because living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, or even if it's not a specific mitzvah, it has great spiritual value. Hakom al Yerushalayim. Everyone, one spouse could force the other to go up to Yerushalayim. There's no specific mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, but there are many spiritual benefits of living in Yerushalayim. There are many mitzvahs that you could do only in Yerushalayim, whether it's eating Ma'aser Sheni or eating Bikurim. Okay. V'ein ha'kom meitzian. Echad ho'anoshim echanoshim. Men or women. So husband or wife could force the other to go to Eretz Yisrael, and nobody could be forced to leave. Nasa Yisha Eretz Yisrael. If you married a woman in Israel. Now we had this. We had this a few times. We had this on Daf Yud. Nasa Yisha Eretz Yisrael. You married a woman in Israel. The Gerish Eretz Yisrael, and you divorced her in Israel. Noisilam Lais Eretz Yisrael. The Ksuba you have to give her from the coins of Eretz Yisrael. Nasa Yisrael, a married woman in Israel, v'gershu b'kaputkia, and you divorced her in Kaputkia, somewhere in Turkey. Noisin lamu Yisrael, so you have to give her from the coins of Eretz Yisrael. So that basically indicates that the ksuba is paid based on the shibud from when the ksuba was written. In other words, from where you married her. You married in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you divorced her in Kaputkia, you have to give her from the coins of Eretz Yisrael. Nasa Yisha b'Kaputkia, if you married her in Kaputkia, the gerish of Eretz Yisrael, and you divorced in Eretz Yisrael, Noisin Lami Mois Eretz Yisrael, you give her from the coins of Eretz Yisrael. So that indicates that you give her based on where you are. So it's a stira m'nei obey. Why, if you marry her in Eretz Yisrael and you divorce her in Kaputkia, you give her from Eretz Yisrael? If you marry her in Kaputkia and you divorce her in Eretz Yisrael, you also give her Eretz Yisrael. In the last case of Shingam Liel Oimer, no. If you married her in Kaputkia and divorced in Eretz Yisrael, then yet you give her the coins of Kaputkia. At least you give her the coins of where you incurred the Shibud. Nasa Isha b'Kaputkia, then Gersha b'Kaputkia, if you married her in Kaputkia and you divorced her in Kaputkia, then you give her from the coins of Kaputkia. Says the Gemara, Hakol Malin Asuye Mai. Everyone could force his family to go up to Eretz Yisrael. What is everyone? What do you mean Hakol Malin? I guess the Gemara is reading that to me. Hakol Malin. Everyone in the family could be forced. Who's everyone? Lasuye Mai. Lasuye Avadim. It includes an Eved Ivri. Even an Eved Ivri, you could say you have to go up to. You have to come with me to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, there's a Gersa that it says Avadim explicitly. There is such a Gersa. So then what does Hakol come to include? That I could even force you to go from a bad residence to a good one. Now that's interesting. Because I could even force you to go from a good one to a bad one. A good one, Chutzar, to a bad one, Eretz Yisrael. We didn't have that explicitly in the Mishnah.
Isn't that an automatic? We don't care what kind of...
Didn't we have it in the previous Mishnah? That... Avaloi me'ir lekrach, v'loi mekrach le'ir. Might see in me nove hara, le'nove hayafa, avaloi me nove hayafa, le'nove hara. I mean, didn't the Mishnah say you can't schlep her from one area to another in a different eretz, but you could bring her from a good one, from a bad one to a good one. Oh, that was talking about everything is in Eretz Yisrael. You could bring her from a bad to a good, but not from a good to a bad. But to go up to Eretz Yisrael, you could even bring from a good to a bad. V'ein hakol mitzien, and not everyone, I'm sorry. So that's saying you could bring her from a good residence in Chutz Aretz to a bad one in Eretz Yisrael. You could bring her from Cedarhurst to Gaza. You could force a wife to move to a bad area in Eretz Yisrael. Say, listen, we have a new house. I got a good deal. I sold my house in five towns. I bought 50 acres in Eretz Yisrael. We're in Khan Yunus. So you could force your wife to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But v'ein hakol mitzien, not everyone could force the other spouse to leave Eretz Yisrael. L'asuyei mai, what does that come into include? not everyone could be forced to leave. La'asuye eved shabarach michutz la'aretz la'aretz. This comes to include even if a slave ran from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the din that you can't force everyone to leave Eretz Yisrael is even if your slave ran away to Eretz Yisrael. Now, merely we say to the slave, no, we say to his owner, Zavnei Hacha, sell him in Eretz Yisrael Vazil. If you, in other words, the owner lives in Eretz Yisrael and he wants to leave. And even an Eved who ran away from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you can't force him to leave Eretz Yisrael. We say to the owner, either sell him in Eretz Yisrael, or meaning sell him and then go. Yishum Yishivas Eretz Yisrael in order to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakomal in Yerushalayim." Everyone could be forced to go up to Yerushalayim. Lasuye mai, lasuye mimana hay yafel lemana hara, from a good residence to a bad one. But ve'ein hakomal itzian lasuye mai. What does it come to include? But not everyone could be forced to leave. So Gemara says, "Oh, lasuye afilu minava hara lenava yafe." Is it coming to include that not everyone can be forced to leave, even from a bad one to a good one? But that can't be, because you're allowed to force someone to move from a bad one. You're allowed to force someone to move from a good residence to a bad one in Yerushalayim. Certainly, you can't force someone to move to a better one outside. If you could force someone to move to a worse one inside, you for sure can't force anyone to move to a better one outside. But v'adi d'tani reisha ein maitzian, since the reisha says we don't ein maitzian, we don't force anyone to leave Eretz Yisrael, tana seifa nami ein maitzian legabe Yerushalayim. Now, why can't la'asuye be ein maitzian even if an eved kenani runs to Yerushalayim? Other Toysis asks, "Vim Toymer, the second Toysis, Amaylo Mishani Lasuye Eved Shabarach Lushalayim Kid Rabinon Leel Veina Komitzian Dereisha." The answer is we don't want to do that. It can't be, because we don't want there to be Avadim in Yerushalayim too much. We only want Miuchasim in Yerushalayim. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, so what's in hakomitzian lasuye mai? Okay, that, so it's just agavorcha. Now, tan rabbanan, who aimer lalis v'aimer shalei lalis. The husband says, "Let's go up." She said, "I don't want to go up." We force her to go up. If she doesn't want to go up, she'll be divorced. She doesn't get a ksuba. She wants to go up. He doesn't want to go up. We force them to go up. And if he doesn't want to go up, he has to be divorced and give a ksuba. She wants to go, and he doesn't want to go. Meaning, she wants to leave Eretz Yisrael. Vu Aimer Shalai Latzis. He doesn't want to leave. Kaifinai So Shalai Latzis. We force her not to leave. Im Lav, if she leaves, Tetzei B'lo Ksuba. She'll go out without a Ksuba. Hu Aimer Latzis. He wants to leave. Vu Aimer Shalai Latzis. And she doesn't want to leave. Kaifinai So Shalai Latzis. We force him not to leave. Vim Lav. But if he still wants to leave, Yoitzi, he'll have to divorce her, eating Ksuba, and give a Ksuba. So now we're going to deal with the Stira in the Mishnah, because it says if somebody marries someone in Eretz Yisrael, he divorced her, and Eretz Yisrael, he gives her for the money of Eretz Yisrael. But if he married her Eretz Yisrael, divorced her in Kaputkia, he gives her for the money of Eretz Yisrael. And then if you marry a woman in Kaputkia and you divorce in Eretz Yisrael, you also give her from the money of Eretz Yisrael. So make up your mind. Does it go by where you married her or where you divorced her? Says Gemara Hagufa Kasha. Nasa Isha Hagufa Kasha. Katani, we learned Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael Vegersha B'Kaputkiya. If you marry a woman, Eretz Yisrael, you divorce her in Kaputkiya, Nois and Lamim Eis, Eretz Yisrael, you give her from the money of Eretz Yisrael. Alma Basar Shibud Azlinan. We see you go by the Ksuba, by the Shibud. We go by where you incur the debt. Ema Seifa Nasa Isha B'Kaputkiya Vegersha Eretz Yisrael. There also, you don't pay like the money of Kaputkiya where you married her, but you give her where you are now. Noisam Lais Eretz Yisrael. As Alma Basar Guvayna Zina. So we see we follow the collection, not where the debt was incurred. So make up your mind. Does it follow where the debt was incurred, or does it follow where you are now? Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Mikulei Ksuba Shanukal. This is a teaching of one of the leniencies of a ksuba, ksava ksuba d'rabanan. He holds ksubas d'rabanan. So when you get married in Eretz Yisrael, when you got married in Eretz Yisrael and you're collecting it in Kaputkiya, then you give her from Eretz Yisrael. And if you marry her in Kaputkiya and he's working in Eretz Yisrael, you also give her like the money of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabba, this is mikulei ksuba. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Noisin lami mas kaputkiya." You know why? Because sarek ksuba dairaisa. He holds ksubas dairaisa. So at least if you marry her in kaputkiya, even if you're divorcing her, so you give her from the money of kaputkiya. Tanra banan. The rabbis taught, "Hamoitzi shtar chayv al chaver." One who produces a document of debt against his friend, kasev bay, and it's written in it, bavel. So if it's written in the shtar Bavel, magbeu mimois Bavel, the loiv has to pay from Babylonian money. Kasa by Eretz Yisrael. If it's written Eretz Yisrael, magbeu mimois Eretz Yisrael, then he has to pay him from the money of Eretz Yisrael. Kasa by stam, if nothing specific is written in the shtar, haitziyoi by Bavel. If you produce the shtar in Bavel, Magbeim Bais Bavel, you collect from the money of Bavel, Hitzia Be'eretz Yisrael. If you take out a shtar chayv against your friend, if it says in it, Bavel, he has to pay you Babylonian money. If it says Eretz Yisrael, he has to pay you money from Eretz Yisrael. If it says Stam, so it depends where you produce it. You whip it out in Bavel, Magbeim Mois Bavel, you collect Babylonian money. Eretz Yisrael, if you take it out in Eretz Yisrael, Magbeim Mois Eretz Yisrael, he has to pay from the money of Eretz Yisrael.
The debtor would always be at a big disadvantage.
What?
The one that took out the loan would be at a disadvantage because basically, the lender can go produce a note anywhere where it would be more.
You're saying if the document of debt did not have a
location,
so then the mava will just go to the place of the best economy to produce the shtar.
He's putting himself at that risk.
Yeah, if the loiva allows such a shtar. Yep. Okay. Kasa by Kesef Stam. If, let's say, it just said, I'm lending you Kesef money or silver, and it didn't say, well, what currency? Mashiyir to Loive Magbeel. The Loive could pay any currency he wants. I would pay Rand. Say it says, I'm lending you 100 Kesef. So if it was me, I would go to South Africa and pay Rand, which is basically worthless. Masha'in came by Ksuba. This does not apply by Ksuba. Now, what does it mean? What doesn't apply by Ksuba? What doesn't apply by Ksuba? I ahai. I'm Rav Masharshia. Rav Masharshia Aresha. On the beginning of the Braisa. La'afukim Rav Shim Gamliel da'am Ksuba da'araisa. To exclude Rav Shim Gamliel, who says Ksuba da'araisa. We're saying, Masha'in came by Ksuba. What does that mean? Masha'in came by Ksuba. If you look in the beginning of the Braisa, it's mashma that Hamoitzi Shtachav Kasubai Bavel, basically you have to pay the currency of where the Chiyuv was Nischayev. So that implies that Ksuba's Dairaisa. So now we're saying no, Mashain came Baksuba. It's lafuke imer shim gamliel to amar ksuba dairaisa, and you pay whatever the hischaivus was incurred based on that. Now we're saying no, not mashen kem ksuba. Kasav by kesav stam ashir tzoloy v'magbia. If it was just written kesav stam, then the malva could collect any currency. I'm sorry. If it was just written kesav stam, the loiva could pay back any currency. What is any currency? The smallest currency, like isser yitalki. I, says the Gemara, ve'ima naska. Maybe if it says kesef, it doesn't mean a coin. Maybe it's referring to naska, basically a bar of silver. You know, like in the old time Fort Knox. Maybe it's a bar of silver. Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar says the chsevei marpe, it said coins. So since the loan said coins, it cannot possibly be a bar, and therefore the loive could pay whatever he wants. Says Gemara ve'ima priti. Well, if you're going to say it's the lowest denomination of a coin, maybe it's a pruta. So Gemara says Amar Papa priti the kasalei avdi inshi. Prutas were copper, they're not silver, and it said kesef. So therefore, that's not an option. Tana Rabba and the rabbis taught, La'olam yadur adam b'Eretz Yisrael, a person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilo bi'er sharuba ovdei kechavim, even in a city that's mostly idolaters. Va'al yadur b'chutzaretz, don't live in outside of Israel. Va'afilo bi'er sharuba Yisrael, even a city that's majority Yisraelim. And the reason that the Rishonim say is because in Eretz Yisrael, usually the Yirei Shamayim. So even if the majority of the city are Goyim, you will be affected by even the minority of Yirei Shamayim living there. But don't live in Chutz La'aretz, because in Chutz La'aretz there's so much idolatry there, you're going to pick it up, even if you're living in a city that's mostly Jews. Shekala Darba Eretz Yisrael, anyone who lives in the land of Israel, Doime Kamisha Yesha Eloka, it's like he has a God. Chala Darba Chutz La'aretz, anyone who lives in the five towns, or in Florida, or in Muncie, it's like he has no God. Shenemar, like it says, Lo seis lachem es eretz Canaan, to give them the land of Canaan, liyos lachem leilokim, to be a God for them. Says the Gemara, b'chol she'ino dar ba'aretz, in lo eloika, anyone who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he has no God? Elo loimer lach, it's to teach you, ka'a dar b'chutz aretz, anyone who lives in chutz aretz, it's like he served idols. It's not like he has no God, but it's like he served idols. Likewise, by David, it says that when he had to leave Eretz Yisrael, it says, "Kir gershuni ayom, he banished me today, may his tapeach from attaching the nachas Hashem, the inheritance of God, loimar lach, to teach, loimar lach, to say to you, avoid elohim achirim, serve other gods." Whoever told David to serve idols, Acherim, Lemerlech, this teaches you that what they said was leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore kol hadar b'chutz la'aretz, anyone who lives in chutz la'aretz, kilu oyved avodas kechavim, it's like he served idols. So friends, get your tickets now. You could stay in chutz la'aretz, and then it's considered like you're serving idols, or you could go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Baruch Hashem, we got to Sukkot, and we up to Kuf Yud. Next week is Kuf Yud Aleph, famous Gemara about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and then Kuf Yud Beis, we finish the following week. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a good night, a good Yom Tov, Chag Kosher Sameach, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, all the best. Okay, Kol Tov. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.